At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. And now your chance, your last chance for Lady Gaga tickets. Right now, take the word front, F-R-O-N-T, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets to see Lady Gaga in less than 2 weeks, July 22nd at the Chase Center. Text the word front to our contest line, 20357. You'll also be entered to win a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capital Records. This hour's code word is front. Front. Creative Energy is our sponsor. Creative Energy's Freedom to Choose sales on. You get to choose between no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. This ends on July 15th. CreativeEnergy.com. They have a bunch of locations. Mine is up in San Rafael. Hey, Cole. Thanks for hooking us up with our awesome hot tub.
You too could have the hot new live cam in your neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah, we don't have that, Vin, but it is a great idea. It's a really good idea. There will be a small subscription fee.
Someone wrote in. What did they write? They called it Only Tubs.
Only. Oh, my God.
That's witty.
That's very good. Only Tubs.
Sorry, area code. I don't remember which one it was, but credit to you.
Yes. You know who you are.
The new Only Tubs cam.
It's a really good cam. It's a good one. We've been watching it, you know, just privately. We're like, wow, that looks amazing. Old people getting in and out of a hot tub. Woo-hoo! It's good times. Okay, I want to do one thing really quickly, and then we are going to get to something very special. First of all, tonight, Big Brother begins on CBS. I will not be able to watch that tonight. It's season 27, but John and I look forward to Big Brother all year. And so, and I assume they usually do it like Wednesday, Thursdays, and Sundays, I think. So it must start tonight, and then we probably don't get another episode until Sunday. But I'm sure it's a nice long one, too, because they have so many new contestants for us to meet, including our chick from Stockton. See how she does. She's the only contestant over 40 this year.
Mm.
43 years old. There's also the series premiere of that lie detector truth or deception show. We talked about this yesterday. This guy was doing a lie. He's an ex-FBI guy, and he was doing a lie detector test on Gary Coleman's ex-wife, and it seems like she murdered him. So
it certainly is, you know, looks that way based on the questions and the fact that he's those questions, you lied. What does he say? Inconclusive.
Some were inconclusive, but some of them he's like, those were false.
Deceptive.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah. Way to remember words and stuff.
Hey, young brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's on A&E and I put the trailer up yesterday, so it's a little bit buried because I threw a few trailers up today, but you can easily find it. I mean, Google it. People know how to find things these days. All right. Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. Woo! We got some movies for you.
Yeah.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
I love that. Great. That sounds really good.
Movies are great.
And you know what type of movie is particularly great?
Well, time travel movies.
A time travel movie.
Yeah, that's your favorite. It's weirdly to pick that as a genre. Just things that have time travel
in
them.
They're just so fun and mind-bendy and fantasy. You get swept up in it. And they always have a sense of humor about them, which I love too.
Okay.
Okay, so this is one that I have not seen. It's a bit of a throwback. And it was recommended to me by several listeners after they learned that I love time travel movies.
I didn't even really realize that there were enough time travel movies to make that like a genre. But then you did start naming some stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah. There are a few of those.
This one is called Time After Time.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I believe we talked about this. I think that's the one that I watched that I truly loved as a young man. Like, this is the one with Jack the Ripper, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Jack the Ripper steals H.G. Wells' time travel machine.
Yes, this movie is, as I remember it,
oh boy,
excellent.
Now, are you going to go back and watch it?
I have to. I have no memory. None.
It has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is it streaming somewhere for free?
It's free on Tubi.
Oh, not Tubi. I guess I got to sign up for that. How much does it cost?
It's free. That's their whole thing.
I was joking because it's their whole thing.
Oh.
But I actually don't have that. So you're saying that one is... So it's free on Tubi, so people can stream this and not have to, because we want everyone to play along. Like one,
right.
Yes, please.
1 week from today, we'll all have our thoughts on Time After Time.
I've never checked out Tubi. I needed an excuse, so I don't know what their deal is, if it's commercials or what. So I'm going to watch it on Tubi for investigative purposes.
Okay.
But if you want, it's also available for like $3.50 on everywhere else.
Okay. So it's a rental everywhere else, but if you get it on Tubi, it's
yes.
free, but probably has commercials.
Yes.
I remember liking the movie a lot. And who are the stars?
Malcolm McDowell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, love him.
He plays H.G. Wells. Mary Steenburgen.
Oh.
She's also in Back to the Future Part 3, so that's kind of funny.
She's also married to Ted Danson.
She's hot.
Still.
She's beautiful.
She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
David Warner.
She was, I think, the mom in Life is a House, too, wasn't she?
That does sound right.
With Darth Vader was also, I think that, mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, go on.
And Antonina Katsaros, which I can't swear I know any of these other people.
Mm. That's
Corey
okay.
Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman's in it.
But his role is boy at museum, so I don't know what role he's going to play.
Okay.
But that'll be fun to spot him. Maybe he's a kid in it. So I think he would be a kid.
What year did this one come out?
1979.
Oh, he was definitely a kid. We were all still kids then.
Yeah.
I think he's younger than we are.
I cannot wait. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for the rec, listeners.
All right. Time After Time it is.
And so next Thursday, 6 a.m. hour, and of course on the podcast, we will be recapping.
We'll be breaking it down.
We'll be diving in.
Movie Club. Nice. All right. Great. Good work, Bob. Also, happy birthday, Maddie.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's open for business, ladies. There is a 10-step check-in procedure, and then...
So it's very reasonable, I think.
Can we get those rules up, please, so that people will know? Thank you. I need them to be able to rule themselves out if they don't run the water when they're peeing or
save
they
yourself
actually
the
chew
trouble
gum.
And check the list first, because there's some humiliation involved when you find out that you've been dumped over chewing gum.
Right.
Or
you're a little too picky at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reasonable list.
I got the hot summer couple here.
Oh.
I kind of like this. Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara.
Ooh.
The rumor is that
Hold on. I just read it's Tom Brady and who's the blonde hot
Kate Hudson?
No. Oh.
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney. I just read that.
Sydney Sweeney's single, her publicist told us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But she that doesn't mean looking. She can't hook up with Tom Brady.
She's
anyway,
focusing on her career.
Tom right. and Sophia, now listen, this is a Page Six story. They are a tabloid. He did sit next to her at a dinner. But the thing is, this whole like, there's something about, is it a Four Seasons yacht? It's a yacht that's been launched by, it's the Ritz-Carlton. It's called the Luminara Super Yacht. We talked about this a couple days ago. Like, everybody is on this thing right now partying for its maiden voyage. Martha Stewart's on there, Naomi Campbell, Kendall Jenner, Kate Hudson. I think it was Dakota Johnson who was on there, Coleman Domingo, and Sofia Vergara and Tom Brady. So there's a dinner scheduled, and Tom Brady specifically asked to be seated next to Sofia. And then they laughed and touched each other once or twice. Pass the salt. Our fingers just brushed. Oh, did you feel the electricity when our fingers touched as you passed me the salt? Shake off. Anyway, they're calling it a summer romance. They've been spending time together in Ibiza, and they're on the yacht together. They're calling them a flirtatious duo. And then it just goes on to show me a bunch of pictures of how hot they are.
You know, Sofia Vergara, towards the beginning of summer, and I don't follow her on Instagram, but it's one of those things where on your feed or in your news thing, they always take someone's Instagram, put it up like it's a news story.
Yes.
And it's a photo of Sofia Vergara laying out in her backyard by the pool, and she's in a thong. And so it's her on her tummy, and you can imagine it, I'm sure. But she is the hottest.
I'm looking at the picture right now. It's
that.
Oh, that's the one?
No, oh, that's holy a, Toledo.
You need to see it from this angle, Vin.
I would love to.
Yes, I know you would. Here we go.
Yeah, she is.
She's on her. This is a photo. So the one Vinny's talking about, her face is in the front, but you can see her butt behind her. In this one, it's her butt, and then you don't even notice that there's like a person attached to it. It's just like, holy guacamole. That thing is happening. It's on page 6 on the Tom Brady, Sofia Vergara.
You know how old she is?
I do.
Oh.
Because don't. I think today's her birthday, actually.
What?
Yeah. Can you share a birthday with her?
Oh my gosh. She should, you know, send.
In fact, she's exactly
send
one,
what?
One year older than you.
Anything. Anything that has touched that body. Oh, she's so beautiful.
I know. So, yeah, you guys share a birthday. She's 53 today.
She's older than me, though.
Is that one of the things that can't happen?
Is that on the list?
No, it's not on the list.
Not when it comes to Sofia Vergara, because she also has hats on in some of these pictures. I don't know if you can go over that.
What's the floor age on dating?
The floor age?
Mm-hmm.
Like 35.
That seems fair and legit.
Yeah.
That's also a lie.
Why? You think it's younger?
Yes. I actually know for a fact it's younger.
Maybe a couple years younger.
What do you know?
He told me about something.
I went on a date.
No, but she's so young.
You went on a date? When was this?
This is a while back.
How far back? Like last week?
No.
Like 2 weeks ago?
No, like end of last summer.
It was shortly after he started here, which I thought was October.
Maybe it was October. Yeah.
And how old was she?
32.
No.
No, yeah. No.
I feel like you added 5 years to that.
No. I met her when she was younger than that.
Oh, this was someone you'd known and came back?
Yes, they circled back.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how did it go? Did you just one night and that's
it
that?
It just don't have anything, you know, in common. She liked really bad TV shows. And
oh, you watch TV? So nothing good happened?
Well, I mean, you hang out, a little Netflix and chill is the kids
so you
are
did
saying.
It. Okay, good.
And you had to watch a bad show before she, you know.
Oof. Yeah, and I did. I would. I will watch a bad show.
Well, I mean, if the chance
is being hung out there.
Yeah.
Good for you. I never heard that story.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right.
It's just that I knew 35 was, I'm like, that's not your limit. Anyway, it looks like maybe, or also they're just both on the same ship. Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara. If you love that story, don't worry. Page 6 will juice it up for you, whether there's anything there or not.
Do you think he's someone who would say, I can't be with a 53-year-old lady? What do you think of Tom Brady? Do you think he would say, I want to date a young supermodel? No, thanks.
I actually think they're not a bad pair. I would actually not be surprised. Is he 47?
I don't know his age.
I think they could be a good fit.
You never know.
Yeah. I actually feel like she's a pretty fun.
You nailed it, by the way. 47.
She's pretty fun. She's fall. And he's a drip, so she can, you know, make him seem like he's got a personality.
I'd watch that sex tape.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it doesn't matter who's in the sex tape with her. You'd watch the sex tape.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. What's the ideal age? I mean, we've gotten your top and bottom, but what's ideal?
Maybe early 40s, late 30s.
Early 40s. And what are you? So you're early 50s.
I'm very early 50s.
I mean, not that early.
Really early. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, I'm 40.
Oh. Right. Wednesday, season 2, we've got a trailer, and it looks like it does give away a lot.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Good, don't.
I know the honestly, date, though. Do you have the date?
August 6th.
Yeah.
So, and this is just part one of this, by the way. They, Netflix, one of the great things about Netflix is, for the most part, they just dump the whole season. Here you go. But now they're getting into this whole thing where, well, we want to get more, we don't want you to binge it the first weekend, so we'll give it to you in two chunks, which is fine. It's still better than once per week. Oy. Then I'm always like trying not to hear what people are saying about shows until I've gotten there. You know what's there on Netflix in its completion? Completely available and only one season, Department Q. Ah, I loved that show. Wednesday, season two trailer teases. I don't even want to say, because if you haven't looked at it, there's a giveaway right in it. So I don't know how they reveal this in the series.
By giveaway, do you mean an actor or actress that you wouldn't have, like a really...
No, a plot twist.
Oh,
there's okay. Something specific that has happened to one of an important character, and you can tell from the tone of it that that's this season's mission.
I would guess because of the fire they had going in that first season that there are actors just clamoring to get on this show. Mm-hmm. Like they probably had their pick of huge stars to come and do. Whether it be cameos or whatever.
I don't know who among these is new. I'm looking at it. Steve Buscemi was on it, right? They're listing there's a whole long list of people who are on the show, but I don't.
Who played the uncle that visited? There was an uncle that visited that was like.
Uncle Fester?
Yeah.
Was that Steve Buscemi? Was that Uncle Fester?
Who played that guy?
Hold on, I'll tell you. All right. Fred Armisen did.
That's who it was. Yeah.
You know what? I actually don't see him listed here, but that doesn't mean that he won't be back.
I don't remember Buscemi.
I remember that the
Armisen, I didn't remember his name, but I knew that was someone I knew.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look, that guy.
That guy.
He's joining the cast and he'll be playing.
Oh, he is joining. Okay.
Barry Dort.
Barry
new,
Dort.
A new principal at Nevermore Academy.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's fun.
So Wednesday season two, the trailer's out. I felt that it had spoilers. And so if you want to watch it, I put it up at the Ceremony Facebook page and I was sorry that I had. I was like, oh, well, I'm sure I'll still love it, but I definitely didn't want to know all that stuff. I have a couple Netflix stories here. So starting with the Wednesday trailer that we put up, because that's a Netflix show. Queer Eye is coming to an end. This is its 10th season on Netflix. It debuted in 2018 on Netflix, and Netflix calls it its longest running original unscripted series, which are they able to call that theirs? It was a Bravo series. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy ran for 5 seasons and 100 episodes from 2003 to 2007. And I want to say I probably saw 99 of those.
Yeah. We used to watch Queer Eye all the time. New actors. So I can see why they say that.
Yeah.
Or not actors.
I just love that Carson Kressley. He was my favorite in that first. I don't even know if he's... I've never watched one of these. By the way, they did 9 seasons on Netflix. There have been 91 episodes in that in the original series, which just shows you how much TV has changed even since the early 2000s. There were 5 seasons and 100 episodes from 2003 to 2007. So they were doing, 20 episodes a season.
I didn't see a lot of them.
Just don't do that many.
But some of those shows were kind of tragic. Mm. I remember one in particular that I just watched it and thought, oh, you're getting a look in some dude's life and his life is not...
Miserable. Some of them were so sad.
The dude with the wig taped to his head.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even go... He wouldn't take it off to go to sleep. Like...
And they got him out of it though, right?
I remember the reason why he's so broken is because his mom was like, do not take your wig off. And the boys were like, he's got a thing taped to his head.
Yeah.
Like, he can't live that. You can't go to bed at night with that taped to your head.
That was the big difference I found with the original series and the one on Netflix. The one on Netflix, I just felt, it was either like so heartwarming or so tragic. They were over the top with that, I thought.
Mm. Oh.
I never watched anything on the Netflix one. But that's how sort of felt about the first one was that, the first series of this when it was on Bravo, I actually really loved how gentle they could be with people and how they could help them overcome these. Like, it wasn't just about changing their style or fixing up their apartment and teaching them how to cook or whatever, you know, all these fun things that they do on there. It was about this sort of caring circle of people who really adopted the person who was the mm-hmm. subject of that week's show. Like, I always felt like that was a good, that was just a good feeling show. Anyway, it's ending. It's a bummer. So that one's done. And a couple of other ones that have been canceled that were actually pretty highly rated and fans are freaking out. Now, I didn't watch any of these shows. They call them three hit shows. And now my mouse works, thank God. They canceled, I know, oh my God. It's like a stomach drop when something goes wrong with your computer because I'm like, well, if anything happens to this, I'll just be like, what happened with you yesterday, Vinny? Netflix viewers are furious. They canceled The Residence after just one season.
Don't know it.
It's a detective show, apparently. And it has like an 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, people love it. A medical drama called Pulse and a comedy called No Good Deed. Did anybody watch any of those?
That's the thing. I heard also that these got canceled and that they were very good, but I've never seen them.
I know.
It's almost like Netflix watch them.
And you could have an 85% rating, and if only 100 people watched and 85 of them liked it, that's still not enough for them to, like, no one watched it. It didn't catch fire.
If Netflix had told me to watch it, I would have watched it.
How do you know?
It across my desk.
Do you just watch everything on Netflix?
The algorithm, you know?
Yeah.
I agree. I've never heard of those shows, and I watch pretty much anything it's suggested on Netflix to me. I'm like, yep, I'll try that. And
at least try it, right? Yeah. Watch an episode or two. Anyway, I'm sorry to tell you, if you didn't already know, The Residence, Pulse, and No Good Deed have been shelved. And friends are all the people, you know, fans of the show are freaking out about this. They're all over social media talking about it. I'm looking at stills from some of the production. I don't know, you know, whatever. They just look like shows. Netflix says that 50% of its global users watch anime. This was revealed actually at Anime Expo in LA. I think this was last weekend. And they're talking about, it's funny, we do watch a lot of anime. My kids, if it's anime, they always will check it out. And we've watched a bunch of stuff on Netflix because they love it. And I love the art. I mean, some of it is so incredible now. Even like more like anime, it's cartoon art. It's a very specific style. It's like when we were kids, I used to watch Speed Racer, and that was my first exposure to anime.
So that counts?
I think so.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah. It had, you know, it's that style. It's something about the style. Like, I'm picturing it in my head, it looks like anime. Maybe I'm picturing it wrong. But they're saying they've doubled down on their global anime strategy, unveiling a slate of new titles and fresh footage during this showcase that they did. More than 50% of its members, amounting to over 150 million households or an estimated 300 million viewers, watch anime. Let's see, 2024, they did 33 anime titles appearing in their global top list. So if you're watching it and you're like, oh, I wonder if I'm the only one watching them, you're not. 50% of global users are now watching anime.
When you brought up anime, mm-hmm. pardon me, you reminded me of a restaurant I used to go to with Christina here in San Francisco called Blowfish. It was a sushi place, and they played, you've been there?
Yeah, place was great.
And they played anime on the screens, different
like
screens,
walls,
different, yeah,
or?
Yeah, yeah, playing at all times. And there was, you never got to hear the sound, but I could absolutely fall out of my dinner and the conversation I was in.
Just watching
the
happening.
Art on the screen.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
And that place, I looked it up just now, and it's permanently closed.
Oh. That
must
sucks.
Have not made it through the pandemic.
A lot of places didn't.
Right.
All right, Vin, when do you got coming up?
Well, sleepwalking and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you saying over there?
I said another hot hit.
Yeah, man. Well, nothing but good vibes and variety. This song is...
I don't always throw my headphones on and crank it, though. And that's one where I'm like, I got to hear this.
Well, it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. so good. I love that little break. Don't you, mama?
We were just having the same conversation in this studio yeah. about what a banger this was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a banger. That's what it is. Happy birthday, banger.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, if you follow me on Facebook, I have a charity for my birthday. You know, you can set up those fundraisers.
Yeah.
It's the Appalachian Children's Music and Arts Foundation. So it cultivates music and arts and the kids of Appalachia.
Oh.
So there you go.
And that's on your Maddie Stout
yeah,
Facebook
that's on
page.
My Facebook.
That's what you want for your birthday.
Yeah, I'd like
give a couple bucks to the kids.
Yeah, the kids.
They Virginia.
They need their arts and music programs, especially now.
Yeah.
Maddie told me he was setting up a fundraiser for his birthday, and I thought he meant for himself. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Cheese ball.
He's like, yeah, I do it every year. I was like, okay.
Buy Maddie some new Air Jordans fund.
No, that's nice.
Kids.
That's nice of you.
It
that's very
really
cool.
Nice. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast, check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your last chance for Lady Gaga tickets all this week. Listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. That means the entire Alice team is involved in getting you qualified for this stuff.
Yep.
It's all day long. Text the word we give you to the contest line, 20357, for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at the Chase Center, plus a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl.
It's sweet.
Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. Your next chance is at 8:05. We'll meet you there.
Yep.
That was right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every hour.
Right.
Mm.
Here's what's happening. Should be a really nice day, and I can see the sun trying to poke through the clouds here in downtown San Francisco. It should be really sunny and warm with highs in the 90s in Walnut Creek, Napa, and San Jose.
It's a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Today is National Pina Colada Day.
Oh.
If you're into those.
I love a pina colada. They feel like eating a whole cake.
I hate the way they serve them, so I never did have pina coladas.
Like
I don't like fancy glasses. I don't use those. I don't ever want
to
be standing somewhere.
If you ever come to my house, I'll make you a badass virgin pina colada, and I'll put it in a beer cup.
What do they call those? Just a tumbler?
Are you talking about the ones that have a wide mouth and then they narrow out?
No. But what do you just get?
A whiskey. Yeah. It's a tumbler.
A tumbler. That's what I want my drinks in. Just a plain glass. But I don't drink. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
I'll make you a virgin. You'll
those days are long past.
I know coconut is your favorite.
I do love coconut.
Are you as enthusiastic about pineapple?
I like pineapple as well. In fact, the top trending. So this is from Instacart. They shared another round of stats here as it's National Pina Colada Day. They say the top trending ice cream over the past 2 years is pineapple coconut.
Mm,
I haven't had
delicious.
That, but it does sound good. And I can see, you know, adding rum to it. Why not?
Mm.
I mean, if you can drink that without it undoing your whole life.
Then have at it.
Yeah, you should.
Actually, that sounds like you could make a milkshake out of that. But instead of milk, add rum.
I'd do it right now if we could. I mean, if I could.
That's the problem. Right now is not the time, Vin.
Pineapple coconut ice cream saw a 37% boost in sales last year. Pistachio was next, as these are the top growing or trending.
Right, trending. Right. I love pistachio.
Pistachio saw a 25% increase and green tea, 24%.
The matcha ice cream, it's delicious. We got addicted to it in Japan. They do it soft serve, and it's like crack.
Mm.
Every time we'd see the green swirly cone, I'm like, oh my God, it's a matcha ice cream. Let's go get it.
While those are the top trending ice creams, Instacart also said, here are the number one flavor orders.
Okay. So this is of all the things.
All the stuff. Peanut butter chocolate came in at 10. Neapolitan came in at 9. That's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. The three stripes.
You don't have to pick.
Butter pecan.
Really? That's in the top 10.
At 8. Coffee ice cream, cookie dough, mint chip, strawberry. I do love a strawberry ice cream.
A good strawberry ice cream.
Just how it's fresh and it doesn't feel.
Mm-hmm. It just tastes like strawberries and cream.
I like chocolate a lot. I do. But sometimes it just doesn't feel refreshing, or it feels like...
You can keep your chocolate ice cream. I would take a vanilla over chocolate.
Vanilla came in at number one.
It always does. And I guess because if I'm having a sundae, maybe, but I would take chocolate chip. Like, give me the chocolate chip. And I don't even like chocolate chips and cookies. I like that flat, dark chocolate that they break into little chunks, you know? That's...
Strawberry was 4, cookies and cream 3, chocolate 2, and vanilla.
You know, John and I buy, it's Strauss Creamery, and I believe it's local. Ding, ding, shame. And they do, their chocolate chip ice cream is, it is my all-time favorite chocolate chip ice cream. It's just, there's something about how creamy it is, and maybe because it's like fresh or something, but it's just, we call that crack as well. Like, oh, did you bring home the crack?
They say Dubai chocolate. Is the hot new flavor rising in the ranks?
I did not love the Dubai chocolate.
You've had it.
I did. I went out. I told you it's like a 4-pound bar of chocolate, and it's for like 30 or something bucks. And me and my friend Teal went out and we searched it down and we got it.
I don't remember you telling me this.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Like, I'm pretty sure you didn't.
We spent a day together and we.
I think I remember it. You didn't like it?
I didn't love it. Like, people are losing their minds over this. Like, there's all these people online, apparently. She's like, there's this whole new trend, and I found a place that has it.
It's a hot flavor.
Yeah.
Dubai chocolate has pistachios. It doesn't say anything else that makes it unique.
Like, it's got, like, a crispy inside. It has, like, almost like a layered inside, and then it's covered we wound up with the dark chocolate version of it, but apparently the one to get is the milk chocolate.
Moose Tracks is also...
Moose Tracks.
Rising in the ranks. They say it's vanilla ice cream with fudge and peanut butter cups mixed in.
That sounds delicious. Has been for
Moose
20
Tracks.
Years. Yeah.
Oh.
It's been around 20 years?
Yes.
Little tiny peanut butter cups?
Really tiny ones that just like pop in your mouth.
Mm.
So good.
That actually sounds like there's a Talente flavor that's like a sort of like a chocolate-based ice cream with a thick ribbon of peanut butter through it, and then these little tiny peanut butter cups.
The ribbon through it is like a chocolate fudge. So it's not that much peanut butter, only in the cups.
Mm.
It's so freaking good.
Moose Tracks. I'll have to look for that.
So freaking good.
I've been laying off of the sweets as much as I can lately, but I will say we found something because Edie and I both love churros.
Oh, well, what's not to love?
Right. And so we found churro ice cream, which is new from Ben and Jerry. And if you haven't tried, if you like churros and you haven't tried it, be prepared to have a problem with that.
How do they just cut up a churro? So there's little discs of churro?
It just tastes like a churro. But this goes back to what I like about strawberry. Like there's a refreshing sort of like, I think I could not stop eating this.
Yes.
And chocolate can just get like, okay, enough already. But man, churro.
Churro.
So good. So try that if you get a chance. It's pretty darn good.
I'm actually sad that you told me about it because it does sound delicious.
You'll like it a lot, especially if you love churros. I don't know. What is your experience with sleepwalking?
I don't seem to really do that. My brother used to sleepwalk when we were kids.
Oh, so that happened because my little brother, my youngest,
Nick,
full on sleepwalked and was caught trying to leave the house more than once.
Oh boy.
And it's this weird thing where you're
and supposedly you're not supposed to wake them up.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Right. Yes, it's very strange, but he was trying to walk out the front door and, you know, yikes, man, where are you headed?
Yeah. Please stay.
My brother almost burned our house down sleepwalking. He sleepwalks and my mom came home, she was working a night shift, came home and he had put a box of soup in a bowl and had the stove on. So like she just got there in time before it went up in flames.
A box
and
of
he
soup?
Was what, you know, sitting at the soup, table, you know, waiting, like the soup packs? Or he went back to bed?
No, I think he was just standing there. He was just standing there staring at space. Yeah. But he used to sleepwalk a lot. Like it was a problem. Like he would like you'd try locking the door, stuff like that. Didn't matter. He would get up and head out.
A woman woke up one morning to discover she'd spent $8 the night before getting food delivered to her house. There were two problems, though. She had zero memory of ordering the food, and there was no trace of the food anywhere in her home, except for a picture on her phone sent as part of an email confirmation.
Oh.
That was when she discovered the one packet of sauce, one packet of sauce. So she checked the footage on her Ring doorbell cam and the truth was revealed. She'd ordered a sauce packet.
As in?
Mustard sauce, honey mustard sauce.
I just need some sauce.
The DoorDash, the POV DoorDashed a single honey mustard sauce while sleepwalking at 12:43 in the morning for $8.
That's a very reasonable delivery charge, really. I mean, to think that you can get anything brought to your house for... Did you go to McDonald's and just pick that up for free and then get the whole amount?
She says that she's been a sleepwalker her entire life. It started as a kid, still happens, up to 10 times a month. I've cleaned, put Christmas decorations away, crafted items, prepared food, bathed, done laundry.
Oh, well, that's nice. Get all your chores done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can be useful.
Yeah.
And still get your sleep.
You know,
it's amazing.
I've heard that Ambien makes people sleepwalk and kind of have these episodes when they're, because it puts you out and then you're.
You know who we heard that from? That was the Tiger Woods story.
Oh, right.
That was one of his big things. He was always doing the Ambien.
I was on Ambien for a while. And
did you like it?
No, I mean, no, because Shauna was like, you got to stop taking that. She walked upstairs one night and she heard all this pounding and stuff. And I had evidently stacked all the furniture up like I was getting ready to mop the floor and put everything on tables. And I'd open up all the cabinets and everything. And another time she caught me at the stove. And she asked me what I was doing. I'm like, I'm cooking breakfast. And it was like, you know, 2 a.m. and
while on Ambien.
While on Ambien, yeah.
And you have no memory or a vague memory?
I have memory of her waking me up standing there and going, what am I doing?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But she was like, you can never take that again. It's problematic.
I've always wondered if I got on a plane, because they say people take Ambien before they get on a long flight now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought, well, that might be fun. Like, what can they, you know, maybe they get up and they're just like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. They start taking off all their clothes or something. Like, oh, let me get my camera out.
I do think, though, the idea of a long flight and just like you, I know you can sleep on planes. My wife can sleep on planes. She said one time she slept for like 10 hours, the whole flight to the Philippines or something. She slept. And I just can't. What an amazing experience to not be awake.
To not have to be on that flight, basically.
The whole freaking time. Yeah. Like, it's just you conk out, wake up, and, oh, we're here? Oh, great.
Great. This is what...
So, my point being...
A little crick in my neck, but...
I can see the draw to the Ambien flight.
Yeah.
Because just to zonk out and be done.
Mm-hmm. Wake up, wake me when it's over.
The next iPhone update... is going to warn you if you're having phone sex.
No, thanks.
They say that the update for iOS 26 will include a feature that detects if you're having phone sex over FaceTime. It'll pause your camera and a warning screen pops up that says, you may be showing something sensitive. If you feel uncomfortable, you should end the call.
Oh.
There are two buttons. Resume audio and video or end call. Do you like this? Because I think this is pretty intrusive.
It is. I'm wondering if, what's the guy's name? Jeffrey Toomer, the one who thought his camera was off and was getting himself in front of all his colleagues.
That was like a news guy, right?
Yeah, CNN guy.
CNN guy.
I purposely forgot his name because I feel bad.
I feel really bad for him. Oh, yeah. No, he is back. And honestly, he should be back. Like, he made an honest mistake.
But wait.
People do that. It's a natural.
He was naked or he was actually romancing himself?
He was romancing himself. Yeah.
While on a call.
Yeah. Well, he didn't realize that his camera was on and that the call was happening, apparently. I don't know how that happened, but it was a horrible accident. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered because even if the thing had popped up, he wasn't really paying attention to his screen, I guess. If you are, like, let's say watching porn on your computer, but you also have a Zoom meeting going, doesn't it automatically, if you've got something else open, doesn't it shut your camera off?
I wouldn't know.
I evidently it doesn't.
Yeah, it sounds like it doesn't.
I've never tried to do that while...
On a Zoom call?
There's things that you do
that.
By yourself.
I think I'm the only person that I've been on Zoom with.
So I, yeah, that's a just a me thing. There isn't like, yeah. I'll take some meeting in the background while I'm speaking of, we had a big meeting yesterday. That was a delight.
That was
so
really, really
good. Great information. Anyway, the next iPhone update will warn you if you're having phone sex, and you can turn off the sensitive content warning. But if you want to be reminded that you're doing something maybe you should or shouldn't be doing, it'll be there for you.
Well, I guess it doesn't hurt anything for it to be there.
Our text
unless you were just about to the turn warning, your camera off. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The best sleep I've ever had was with Ambien.
Oh.
Ambien CR?
Don't know.
Stephanie Temecula app.
Hey, Stephanie Temecula app.
There is a content creator who posts her sleepwalking videos. Her name is, it doesn't matter what her name is, but, and they're hilarious.
Selena Spooky Boo. I've watched them.
Selena Spooky Boo?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have a story today about Time influencers list. And I swear to God, I know kind of like three names on it. Like, this is a whole world that people are paying attention to that I'm like, that is not my world. I posted it, but.
This is the thing I worry about with that. Someone like Mason, I don't know our midday girl here. I don't know how she got started, but she's clearly an influencer with. What does she have, 100,000 followers or more?
Easily, right.
So she's someone who is making that work for her. She does ads on it. She's does content. So I get it. I think there are a lot of people, though, like Zillennials, that are on the verge of bankruptcy because they've been credit carding all of these adventures, hoping that this will at some point turn from an investment to a money-making venture. And it doesn't happen fast enough for most of them. And so now they've gone on some great trips, but they're also on the verge of bankruptcy.
Right. And they got to be, everything's fine. It's great. I just love to influence you to get this important product.
So scary.
I know.
To have torpedoed yourself before you're 30.
Well, I think people, it's good to believe in yourself. I could be an influencer too. It's such a weird thing though. It's like when anyone says, oh yeah, I have a podcast. I just, And now it's like, if anyone says they're an influencer, everyone's like, oh, okay.
Well, and
I'm
part
an influencer.
Of that, a lot, there's so much out there about mental health, but that influencer thing is still this show off thing, which is braggy and showy and often feels like, I don't know why someone wants to watch that if they're stuck in their office going, man, my life, and this person.
Don't worry, they're in debt and they're not having as good a time nearly as they're making
as they
think
pretend
they do,
to be.
Right?
Let's see here. Oh, 707 says, happy birthday, daddy.
Oh, hey, daddy.
Keeping early 50 looking so sexy. Hope you get lots of feet pics today.
Oh, interesting.
Is that what you want? Feet pics?
No, I don't need those. I do enjoy a foot though.
But you don't like to look at pictures.
I don't need them sent to me.
Have you ever? Never mind.
Can't believe the name I didn't give. Selena Spooky Boo, he nailed it.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Anyway. Yeah, she's the one who has
sleepwalking videos.
Sleepwalking.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Are they? Is she really asleep? Like, does it really seem like she's asleep? And who takes the videos?
Her husband.
Like this?
No, her husband does.
With her hand out?
Oh, 408 says, Ambien is so bad for you. It's very addictive.
Oh, it is. It's terrible for you.
Oh, because then you're like,
when were you taking this stuff?
It's way back, like,
before you quit drinking.
Before I quit drinking.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, add that on top of it.
Yeah, those are good times.
Yikes, man. I gotta go. All right. What's coming out of the trash?
Let's bring back extinct species. What could possibly go wrong?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.